Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night is warm across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a beautiful evening for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from Mariv, Iran has dropped a diplomatic bombshell at the BRICS summit by revealing the identity of its attacker. This comes just a day after the UAE denied Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's statements. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel plans to take legal action against the New York Times over a column by Nicholas Kristof. The article alleges sexual abuse of Palestinians, a claim Netanyahu has previously dismissed as false. Also this hour, from I-24 News, authorities have thwarted an attack by arresting a terror suspect ahead of Jerusalem Day events. Separately, Axios reports that former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but may aid Trump in brokering a peace deal with Iran. And finally, the Australian Jewish News shares a heartwarming story of an op shop owner returning war hero medals. The medals belong to Warrant Officer Kenneth William Peters. Reaction has been swift on social media. Michael Dixon posted minutes ago, expressing admiration for the deep connection between Jews and Jerusalem, particularly on Jerusalem Day. Eyal Yacobi shared breaking news just now. He reported that Xi Jinping assured President Trump that China will not transfer weapons to Iran, vowing to aid in opening the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Dan Linnaeus commented minutes ago on ongoing IDF actions. He criticized the elimination of individuals labeled as Palestinian Islamic Jihad commanders. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's revelation at the BRICS summit, Mariv reports that Iran's disclosure has heightened tensions within the region. This revelation follows the UAE's firm denial of Netanyahu's statements, indicating a widening diplomatic rift. The consequences could affect regional alliances and dialogues. Turning to Israel's planned legal action against the New York Times, the Jerusalem Post notes this move follows Netanyahu's longstanding criticism of international media. The action underscores Israel's intent to challenge narratives it deems as harmful to its image. This could escalate tensions between Israel and global media outlets. Meanwhile, the arrest of a terror suspect ahead of Jerusalem Day was reported by I-24 News. Authorities acted swiftly to prevent potential violence during celebrations. This preemptive arrest highlights ongoing security concerns in the region. It aims to ensure public safety during key national events. Separately, Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon comes amidst complex diplomatic negotiations. Axios highlights this as a step toward easing tensions and potentially facilitating broader peace discussions involving Iran. The impact on regional stability remains to be seen. Now turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reports on a significant merger involving Israel Aerospace Industries. The company is aligning with a radar system developer, indicating a strategic move toward possibly going public. This merger could reshape the defense sector within Israel. Separately, Ktech highlights Bagheera's pursuit of a 50-fold earnings multiple. The company, a leader in training and simulation, is banking on market sentiment despite potential fluctuations. Bagheera's growth could bolster Israel's tech industry. And finally, Globes reports that Hapoalim's profit remains robust despite a new tax. The bank posted a net profit of NIS 2.1 billion in the first quarter of 2026, though slightly down from the previous year. This demonstrates resilience within Israel's banking sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.